Welcome back to Ravens Report. Wide receiver Tanner Doss has, by several accounts, the best hands on the Ravens, at least on the offensive side of the ball. The ball sticks to his hands like a tattoo, and that's not a random reference. You see, for Doss, tattoos he takes just as seriously as his football skills.
As you can see, I'm covered in tattoos, but on this particular arm and this piece, this has to be the most meaningful artwork on my body, just because it's all about my religion and my faith in God, and it's kind of like just a huge part of my life, and I feel like it's very important to me. There's a rosary that goes throughout, and which is underneath Mary's face, which I asked to be a little bit more cartoonish, just because the rest of my arm's kind of realistic going up through here, so I asked him just to break it up in a little bit. As you can see, like, this eye's just a little bit bigger just to grab your attention, and plus the forearm's a little bit bigger and it kind of rolls, so you can't really tell, like, the face is turning. But like I said, the rosary goes throughout and goes up into the rose, and which is underneath Jesus' face, which is more realistic part of the tattoo, and probably the most important tattoo I have, and I look at it each and every day. Just reminds me of the things that he did for me, and the opportunities that he's opened up to me, and just how thankful I am, you know, just to have the opportunities I have, and you know, the people that he's brought into my life, and this is the opportunity to live. So I've always give thanks to him. I mean, I love talking about my tattoos. You know, it just. Because when people look at my artwork, it makes them want to go, you know, get them. So, you know, it makes me feel good, you know, that I have good artwork on my body. And, you know, people usually talk bad about tattoos and, you know, say they're, you know, whatever. But I happen to love them, and it just brings out the uniqueness in me.
Still to come, a look ahead at what the last game in December could ultimately mean to the Ravens in January.